about sunrise? What about by the 1990s, Michael Jackson had reached the peak of his fame, but increasingly, his personal life would take center stage.
We talk about brand identities now in the record industry, and people say, you know, you've got to build a brand. Well, you know what? Michael Jackson was the first of those brands. Wherever you went on earth, everybody knew that brand. They could sing a song, or they saw the moonwalk, or they knew what he looked like. You know, they knew he was strange. They knew something. He was the greatest brand ever.
Part of that brand had always been Jackson's particular style of showmanship, including his choice of pets.
Of course, you have swans, and you have doves, and you have the fish, and you have the snakes, and you have the llamas, and you have the giraffes, and you have cougars, tigers. And we had Bubbles. Michael would always say, "Bubbles, go to bed." And he would go in and he'd get his pajamas, he'd put his pajamas on, and after he puts his pajamas on, he'd go brush his teeth. Then after that, he goes, "Bubbles," I said, which he hated to do, go to bed. "Bubbles," I said, "go to bed." And Bubbles was like, "Poof." The trainers always had a problem with Bubbles because they came over one day and said, "This monkey is wild. He can kill you. He can slap you and knock you out," which he could, of course. He had so much power behind his slap. However, Bubbles had this power, but it was very strange because we never knew how he would react. So when my brother Jermaine had his children, they were just infants. And we said, "Oh my, what's Bubbles gonna do, you guys? Don't let him touch it, don't." And he comes over and he sees the baby. And he comes in the room and he goes, "Ah!" And he, like, his face goes, and he sees the baby and he walks over to him and he kisses him on the forehead. And then he takes his finger and starts rubbing his forehead. And then he takes it out of her arms and he does like this. And starts rocking it and starts kissing it. And then he walks out of the room. And Michael goes, "No, no, no. Let him do it. He knows what he's doing."
We went over to Michael's house to play a bass part on one of Michael's tunes. Bubbles was there, cute, dressed up in his little bib overalls. And my daughter, who's 19 now, was there when she was a baby. Nothing like having a two-year-old baby and having a monkey that's as strong as six grown men holding her hand. As a father, to watch that, you just go, "Oh!"